attention. Discipline will now begin.
Hello, today is Saturday, October 29th, and you are listening to Bits of Bryn. Four gigabits, I sang at the competition preliminaries, and I recorded it just for you to hear on this podcast. But you have to wait until the end of the show to hear it. But I'll tell you one thing. Well, maybe I won't after all. I was over at FoxNews.com and I read a rather interesting article on Ashley Simpson. It was titled, Ashley Simpson Number 1? Evidence of World Ending. I personally loved the article because it described everything I've ever felt about the amateur artists beating out the professional seasoned artists. But if you're an Ashley Simpson fan, don't you dare read this article. Trust me. But if you aren't, then you can click on the link at my site, bitsofbryn.com, and you are in for a real treat of sarcasm and pithy comments. Just a taste of what is in store. Quote, Simpson sold about 150,000 copies of her wretched excuse for a recording in its debut week, despite countless government warnings and threats from alien spaceships. Unquote. What I take away from this article is, first of all, I hope no one ever says this about me. And secondly, your music does affect the way people think about you. It doesn't matter whether you're blonde or brunette. It is the songs you sing. They have to be up to par. The teen demographic only goes so far, and then they grow up and realize your songs are lousy. However, I know at least 10 friends who totally worship Ashley Simpson. Are they just buying into the marketing machine, or do they really dig her music? I can't say, but I suspect it's more of the first. I mean, if her music was deeper than complaining about her boyfriend, I'd be like, what are you people complaining about? But it's not. Okay, that's my opinion, but this is my show. I just don't get what the deal is with her popularity. I think it has a lot to do with maybe the fact that she's the sister of Jessica Simpson, and her dad really knows how to market her. She's escaped career destruction time after time with incidents like the Saturday Night Live fiasco. But how can I apply all this to improving my career? It's simple. I'll stay brunette. Just some odds and ends. Something really great happened. You'll never guess what. I think I should make you wait a little longer. I got listed in iTunes! Yes! After 4 painstaking months of being denied the pleasure of being listed in the most popular podcast directory, I am finally allowed on the big playground of podcasting. The funny thing is that iTunes never got around to adding my original feed. It was already in their system on the very first day the iTunes podcast listing went online, but it never listed. We complained and complained, but they sent us stupid form letters telling us to do things we had already done. My favorite? In the same week Adam Curry featured my podcast in his Podfinder number 4 show, iTunes tech support told me to make sure that my podcast was on the internet. Duh! A lot of people have had submissions in limbo over there. My dad says their submission database is buggy. Some people are getting lost and Apple isn't even acknowledging it. So my dad got the great idea of creating a new feed whose purpose was solely to trick iTunes into adding me. 8 days later, we were in. Isn't that cool? And we fixed the RSS troubles just in time. My server didn't know what to do with the M4B piles. Anyway, that was a few days ago, and today I am listed and life is all good. Just so you can understand exactly how difficult, frustrating, and laughable iTunes was, we'll be creating a blog and posting all the emails from Apple regarding the situation. The last email we sent, we actually got a response from a human being. It was great. I hope you will laugh at the emails, and after that, you can laugh with me for being so clever. And if you know anyone whose podcast has been stuck in limbo over iTunes, tell them how we did it. We created a new iTunes-only enhanced podcast with a separate feed from our main show. We made sure the iTunes tag info was different from the main show, too. So, what does this mean to you? Well, if you're listening to me with iTunes, then you can finally do a search for me and I will show up. I'm excited now because I might get more subscribers. But another cool thing is that this new feed takes advantage of iTunes features like chapter headings and graphics. I hope to add extra comments and links in there too. The MP3 feed isn't going anywhere anytime soon, if at all. So don't worry, I'm not forcing you to use iTunes. But if you want to check it out, look in the blog entry for this podcast at bitsofbrin.com. I'll have an iTunes link for you to click on. We have two webpage blogs now for the two different feeds. We'll be updating my site's look and stuff over the next few weeks, and I hope you like the changes. If you dig my enhanced podcast, leave me comments at the new site. It's called bitsofbrin.com/v2. Wow, that was a long odds and ends. There will be no open mic today. Nobody took the time to even ask me a silly question. My inbox is empty. So I'll let you enjoy this silence. And there you have it for open mic. Maybe I'll have a question to answer next week, but you never know. For American Idol update, Constantine Maroulis has announced that there will be no Christmas tour for American Idol. This is so sad for me to hear because I miss the summer tour too. Also, there'll be a fake reality show spinoff of American Idol called America's Next Muppet. Yeah, you heard me right. They'll be adding another Muppet to the cast and America gets to choose who. It should be really fun to watch. Chances are that Kermit, Animal, Stotler, and Waldorf will be the judges. But no matter which puppet wins, Gonzo will always be the best. For the song of the week, I'll be playing the clip of my performance for the statewide competition. Okay, so it was sort of statewide. It was in a rustic, quaint little town with an old-fashioned theater, and my dad got a kick out of the fact that they didn't have the equipment to process credit cards, and yet they had an open Wi-Fi access point. So we definitely used it. The judges were surprised that we had come down from 50 minutes away, so it was sort of small scale after all. But anyway, I sang If I Ain't Got You by Alicia Keys and was chosen to move on to the semifinals. Yay. I was first, and they hadn't fixed the mic yet, so my performance was muted compared to everyone else's once they had fixed the levels, so that was a bummer. I was a little nervous the first 20 or so seconds, but I got over in time to give a good performance. On the whole, I feel I did a good job. I could have been bolder with both my voice and my actions, but I'll knock them dead in the semifinals, so it doesn't bother me too much. And for the record, this performance was not recorded with my dad's PDA. Tell me what you think of my performance by leaving comments. Enjoy!
Oh,
Thank you for listening, and once again, I ask you to go on over to podcastalley.com and vote for me. 10 awesome, awesome listeners have taken the time to go and vote this month. Thank you so much. See you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to Bits of Bryn. Please tune in next week for my next podcast. Hasta la bye-bye.
This podcast is part of the Team Podcasters Network. Find more podcasts at teampodcasters.com.